This is Dr. Bridging up and Ask Me a Question. The reported patient, Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-E-L-E, Cheryl Hunter, H-U-T-T-R, degree patient with heme positive stools, diarrhea, history of colon polycystic, and I can see on the cellular, Dr. Nelson, patient, allergy, blood pressure, pressure, electrocardiogram, nephrotic procedure, biopsy, colonoscopy, biopsy, and sputum, lymphocyte, gyroscope, and colonoscopy procedure, everything functions as standard prerequisite for the patient played that we received. It's called a player or carry path. I find it's because you have to follow the blood one second. The seventh portion of duty and appear mild to moderate duodenal biopsy of this morning. Has been well with fetus feeling very the work for diarrhea. So by intrapalatal loop, none of which parts are functional. And the mother gets a biopsy with a fellow represents a zero biopsy of a telegraph to no normal doctor. This is to the same by injection. Patient has a guest G junction nodule noted at the G junction, which is biopsy of the biopsy diagnosis. If a section is removed, which is not a complication, the patient turned around to KY jelly from rectum, it's called play rectum and sigma, descending colon, and fracturing colon, and flesh, based on sigma. Tummy gut, I saw mid ascending colon polyfied mass, noted, which is flat polyp, seemed like tubular villus, but because of the nature of the polyfied growth, it does not look like to be easily removed with a cell polyfectomy, regular string polyfectomy, or hard portion polyfectomy. So the fear whether just do the biopsy and patient get referred for the for the colonoscopy with endoscopy in the course of resection to CARE care at Orlando Regional Medical Center. I also tattooed the area proximal folds above it and three folds below it for tattooing the spot so that it'd be easier for when the patient is going to send for EMR that could be easier the spot. Coming out, I saw that. Sigmoid colon inflammatory changes, circumferential inflammatory changes involving about 10 centimeter segment from rectal sigma to distal sigmoid colon. It appeared to be inflamed, muscle biopsy within a diagnosis, scope about a separate jar. Coming out of rectal lift appeared to be unremarkable, but the biopsy of rectum or dental microscopy contact relevant with non-internal hemorrhage, bleeding, grade 2, grade 3, non-hemorrhage bleeding, or similar. First time patient with a complication. Finding number one, G junction nodule, bacterial hepatitis diagnosis. Number two, mild to moderate gastritis, bacterial hepatitis. Number three, mild to moderate bronchitis, bacterial taken or serious two. Is doing arthritis, the work of a diarrhea. Number four, colonoscopy taken. Number five, therapy. Number six, mid ascending colon polyfied mass, bacterial hepatitis diagnosis. Looks like tubular adenoma, but because of nature and size of the polyfied mass, could not be removed safely. From the regular colonoscopy, so the decision was done to do the biopsy and tattooing was done, and patient was just referred to CARE care at the Orlando Regional Medical Center for endoscopic mucosal resection. And number seven, sigmoid colitis, noted the biopsy taken back diagnosis of ulcerative colitis. Number eight, rectal retinal remarkable. Number nine, hemorrhoids, grade 2, grade 3 hemorrhoid bleeding. Recommendation, other than the sound biopsy, because for helical fibers, number two, away from G-junction on the biopsy, if the biopsy comes out to be atypical sounds, the patient is referred for endoscopic ultrasound for endoscopic mucosal resection. Number three, away from the sound biopsy, for helical fibers, number four, away from the small biopsy, number five, patient is referred to CARE care at the Orlando Regional Medical Center for colonoscopy with endoscopic mucosal resection of mid-ascending colic. Mid-ascending colon polyfied mass, which was tattooed also, away from the biopsy too. Number six, away from the sigma colon biopsy for colitis, away from the rectal biopsy. Number eight, I'm going to start a picture on the methylamine, 800 milligrams, three times daily for the possibility for colitis. I'm not sure if it's also colitis or not, for the colitis, the treatment for the methylamine. And with the colonoscopy, an endoscopy will depend on the biopsy of the G-junction nodule and the outcome of the endoscopy because of the section of the mid-ascending colon polyp. End of dictation, please send a copy to, and I would recommend we have a CT enterogram as a part of the diarrhea of any small bowel disease contributing to the diarrhea. IBD panel would be also recommended as a part of the inflammatory bowel disease workup because patient appears to be in sigmoid colitis. And rotation, their procedure was February 26th, 2022. Please send the copy to patient nursing practitioner, Bellamore, B-E-L-L-E-M-O-R-E, Bellamore-Venus, V-E-N-I-C-E, and copy to Dr. Siri Parmsetti. Their procedure was February 26th, 2022. Please send February 26th, 2022. Patient's option is...